Blog Talk Radio.
We're back.
Yes, good.
What's good? DJ Magic Spins SB Illustrious live in the building. Wow.
Man, it's been a minute, ain't it?
I know. I almost forgot what you sound like, man. I'm getting kind of emotional over here, man. What's the Kleenex? Like, kind of sounds like a class reunion, man. 1997
right.
Class reunion. Like, what's really good, man?
Man, I miss our audience, man. I miss them. I really did, man. Our callers, you know what I'm saying, our faithful listeners, I miss them. So, you know, I'm glad we brought it back.
You already know, man. Definitely. So what's been good, man? I mean, a lot's been going on since 2015.
Man, I know, right?
A lot's been going on since 2K15, you know? I mean, where do we start? I mean, you got King James. You got King James talking about, yeah, I mean, he scores averages 30 points a game. You know, they won, you know, they got like the highest record in the league. What do you expect? But when it's MVP, that's a different story. What a hater, man.
So you think LeBron was hating when he said that?
Yeah, absolutely. What did he have to say? Well, when you're talking about MVP, that's a different story.
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's Steph's time, man. You know, LeBron had his time or whatever. And now it's Steph's time. So LeBron don't want to move over. You know what I mean? He's still in denial about it. I think he can't accept the fact that, you know, LeBron is 30 now. You realize LeBron is in his 30s?
His hairline isn't in his 30s, though.
His hairline is in his 60s,
man. I mean, the first quarter, I mean, I'm like, you know, his breath has been crispy. Man, so he started, you know, sweating profusely, man. I'm like, dang, did he just get a haircut in the locker room? I mean, what happened? Eroding. Erosion. You know, but the funny meme, though, with Steph, I don't know, I think I sent it to you before, where Steph, on his way, where it said something along the lines, is like, you know you're a real dude, you keep it 100 when you don't even get lined up for your wedding.
Right.
Yeah.
He didn't. At all.
Yeah, but I'm a little surprised, though, you know, what you mentioned the other night, how you're not, you know, you haven't been watching NBA. I mean, you're like a diehard, man. You know?
Yeah. This year, man, it's just a lot been going on, you know, changes in my life and whatnot. And it's just, I don't know. It just isn't as interesting as it used to be. I don't know if it's because I'm more of a football fan now or what, but it's just not.
I think you've always been more of a football fan ever since I knew you. I remember you always used to say, you know, man, football is way more fun. It's more exciting. You know, football is more hardcore and to the line because it's not that many games. Basketball, that season can just, man, almost like baseball.
Right.
Mad games. With football, every game matters, you know?
Right.
Yeah, but that's another thing. That's another thing, man. It's kind of, you know, disappointing since, you know, last time we did this show, it was like St. Louis ain't even got a team anymore, man.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. That's definitely not surprising, though. You know, St. Louis fans are only loyal to baseball.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, it's a baseball town. You know,
yeah.
And they don't give a damn about football, for real.
I know.
So, SB, let me ask you, man. I know everybody's talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce. What you think, man? Do you think the album is? Have you heard the album? I know you probably.
I heard.
A music fan, but
not a music fan.
Not a music fan,
but I'm a Beyonce fan. Not a music fan.
Right.
Yo, if we're doing battle rap, yo, chill. Calm down, chill. Now, listen to me. You know,
I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. Jay-Z, I think Jay-Z got straight heated on that. But a lot of people are saying that's like a marketing strategy, you know.
Marketing strategy. I don't know.
That elevator incident wasn't no marketing strategy, though.
The
99 problems, but she was one. True.
She was definitely one that night.
Yeah, man.
So do you think that there's trouble in the relationship? Let's talk about that. Is there trouble in the Carter household?
What do you think, man?
What's really going on?
I don't know, man.
And see, the thing is,
like, you know, the Carters are very, very, very discreet, you know. So for her to air it out, like, air the laundry out like that, you know, talking about Becky and, you know, that's kind of surprising, to be quite frank, you know.
Right.
You know, because you don't hear nothing about them, nothing. You know, for a minute, I thought they were, like, you know, vampires, you know. I thought they lived in, like, Transylvania or something, you know.
Right.
But I don't know. It could be a marketing ploy. I don't know.
Yeah, you never know nowadays what's really going on behind the scenes. I mean, I think that they could possibly really be having problems, to be honest with you. I mean, they're not exempt just because, you know, they're Jay-Z and Beyonce. You know,
true.
She's beautiful. He's not. that's pretty much the way people see it, right?
Yeah, no mustache happen. My whiskers like the rat compared to Beans. Pretty whack, yeah. Chill.
I hate that about battle rap. I
know.
I don't mind battle rap, man, but I hate that about battle rap. It's annoying. It gets annoying after a while.
It is annoying.
So, Kim, you know, we didn't talk about this, of course, because we haven't had a show in a long time, but Kim Ye welcomed baby Saint into the world. You know, already talking about on this album. Let's talk about Pablo for a minute. You know what I'm saying? What do you think?
You know, what I think is, my thing is fame. Famous. That's my joint, man. That's my joint. You know, that's pretty much the only joint I really, really, really rock that has that. What do you call it? Sanctified. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the only track that has that sanctified feeling to it. You know. Well,
so,
I mean, it's,
so where
it's
would
cool.
You rank?
It's cool. I mean, it's
so,
different.
In comparison to his other albums, where would you rate Pablo?
I mean, Pablo is definitely in the lower tier. You know, late register. Yeah. Well, because I mean, come on, when you talk about late registration, you know, Dropout, Graduation, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, you know, where do you throw Pablo up in that mix?
And Pablo is definitely in there, man. I think Pablo goes pretty hard personally.
Yeah.
I'm a Ye fan though, you know, so.
The only thing that was like different about this particular album is Ye usually doesn't do too many skits. This had like a Wu-Tang-y feel. Like, give a listen to a Wu-Tang album. It's like, damn, you can't even let that shit ride through because, you know, this long ass 15-second skit. You know, it's like you know, sometimes,
yeah,
you know, when you're in your whip, you want to run in a quick trip, real quick, but you want to have your windows down, you still want to keep bumping, and by the time you get out, it's on that skit. It's like, oh, man,
yeah,
sounding crazy. I know you know what I'm talking about, man. You know? Yeah, man. Because it's like, okay, when I come out, I hope it's on fame. Because, you know, it's joints in the parking lot, but it's on that skin. People looking like you crazy. You're going to hurry up and fast forward, you know?
Hey, man. Yeah, man, change the joint real quick.
Yeah. That's equivalent to CD skipping, you know? Like, oh, nah.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Right. Yo, okay, so we talked about Pablo. Let's talk a little bit about Trump, and call us, you know, anybody that's out there listening, feel free to give us a call, 215-383-5821. Speak your mind on the open line with Shop Talk 101.
First of all, his original last name, I don't know if you're aware, but
2.0,
if you Google it.
Second season, you know, back for more.
If you can Google, you know what Trump's initial last name was?
Say what now?
I said, you know what Trump's original last name was?
No.
It's Drump. Drump.
Oh, you saying he changed his name?
Yeah, they changed their name a long time ago for marketing purposes because Drump just doesn't have that, you know, Trump. Because he'd be trumping people,
right.
You know? I don't know, but the thing is, I don't know about your Facebook wall. I mean, my friends are, you know, somewhat diverse. And I tell you what, anytime things like this come along, it really exposes, you know, which one of your friends might be wearing pillowcases at night, you know, around bonfires with crosses. You know what I mean? For real.
I honestly, man, I haven't lost no friends or nothing like that or politics on Facebook. I skip right over that shit, man, and just keep going because, you know what I'm saying? It's always going to be a huge debate, you know what I mean? I just don't have time for it on Facebook. Life is hard enough.
Yeah, that's true.
Why go to social media just to argue? You know what I'm saying? There's going to be so many people with so many different opinions. You know, what do I think personally? Personally, I think he's a fucking racist. That's what I think. So, am I going to vote for him? I can say no. But, you know, this is my show and this is my platform. And
well,
show,
the thing is, like, I don't know if you saw that the latest post for Cinco de Mayo. They showed him eating a taco salad in his office, you know, saying. And
his caption was,
I love Hispanics. I got the best taco salad. You hear what Jeb Bush said? It's like, so Jeb Bush was like, so, and I don't know, it was kind of racist coming from Jeb Bush, too, because Jeb Bush was like, so what if he ate a watermelon on Black History Month, saying, I love black people eating a watermelon? I'm like, dang, I don't know. I'm like, yo, that's, I don't know, man. I'm like, that's kind of, I don't know. But that made me feel some kind of way coming out of Jeb's mouth. I was like, well, I got to be a watermelon. And that's one of the things that I hate, too, is like, I don't know. Like, I remember one time I was in the office, right, and one of my coworkers, she was white, and she was like, hey, Steven, there's watermelon in the kitchen. I'm like, okay, should I get offended by that? It's like, why do we get offended like that? Like, if a white person asks you, hey, you want some watermelon? Hey, Spence.
You know why. You know why.
But I'm saying, I don't think she meant anything by it, but still, it's still questionable.
Yeah, I mean,
it's still questionable. Like, it's like, are you trying to be funny? You know, like, there's some water, but there was watermelon in the kitchen. She asked everybody, but when she, I don't know, but when she asked me, my skin chafed a little bit. Like, okay, watermelon, and I'm like, nah, I don't want no watermelon. But just wait till everybody went on break, and I got into peace. They gonna catch me eating watermelon in the office. Somebody, you know, post that
right,
on Facebook.
Think you is.
Yeah.
Be on somebody's Instagram page.
Word. I love me some watermelon.
Yeah, that's great, man. So, yo, change subject real quick. I don't remember because it's been so long since we did the show.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember. Were you watching Empire?
No, I'm not really an Empire fan.
Not an Empire fan. Okay.
No, I'm not really an Empire fan. You know, my show was Billions. You should check that out. Billions is pretty. Empire, it's, I don't know. It just seems too much coonery for me. I don't know. I mean, I would watch Empire if the premise of the show was DJ. That's DJ when he got out of prison. I think that would be a cool concept, a little hustle and flow, you know, because he was in prison, and that was like DJ. I think that would be real cool. And the kids was that girl he was, you know, who was pregnant with.
The kids is just annoying. I can't stand Hakeem. He's annoying as hell to me. The little dude with the box, I can't stand.
Yeah, I
watched the show. I watched it. It's okay. I just wish they would shorten the song, because they songs be like full songs, like 5-6 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And some of it's hot, but like that dude, he's whack to me. That's my personal opinion. You know, I'm not hating on dude.
The reason why I don't like Hakeem, because he reminds me of, you know, you know what I mean? That scene right there, that's him. It's like, stop licking your lips, man. You know, put some Carmex on. I mean, it's just annoying. I don't know why. It's just every time I see him, it's just annoying.
Yeah, it is. Hey, man, let me ask you something else while we still got some time. And I want our callers to weigh in on this, too. Anybody that's out there listening, please weigh in. Again, it's 215-383-5821. Hit 1 if you want to say something. We'll bring you on. Yo, what do you think about this whole gender bathroom issue, man? How do you feel about that, as well as the gay marriage thing? Because I don't even think we did a show since then.
Oh, I mean, the gay marriage thing, I mean, you know, to each his own, you know. I don't see why they can't get married. I mean, if they're in love with each other, you know, do your thing, whatever.
Right.
You know, they should be able to get benefits, too. For people to say, like, oh, no, you can't do that, that's the same type of attitude where people were saying, you know, Negroes can't drink from the same water fountain. It's kind of like that same mentality, you know what I mean? Chill. Pause. Okay. Now, you know if you're... but for real, though, you know, on the marriage thing, I mean, that's cool, but I don't know. The gender thing, man, you know, it's like, I don't know about that one. You know, I don't want no grown man in the bathroom with my kid. You know, a lot of people say, oh, that's a low percentage of that happening. Well, I don't even want 1% of that happening. You know, an adult man should not, I don't care if he's wearing lipstick or not, should not be in that bathroom with, you know, that's just not.
Yeah.
Our audience.
Speaking the truth, man.
What's your perspective on it?
I mean, I feel like this.
Yeah.
I know that this is the new thing to do, to be able to choose your gender and all that. I mean, you know, technology is making it available for people to spend money and have all type of things done to where they just change gender. I mean, I think you should be who you are. What do you be? Whatever you're born as. You can't. I mean, that's one thing to be gay or straight.
Yeah.
But it's
another
thing to straight transform. You know what? Fuck this. I don't want to be a man no more. I want to see what life as a woman is like. That's not natural, man. That's not natural.
Well, I'll tell you what's not natural, what I think is not morally right either, is like a lot of times when you go out here, I mean, I've seen some posts on Facebook where they'll show, you know, this chick where you're like, dang, look at her. And then under the caption, you know, look at him, basically. They be straight fooling people out here, man. You know what I mean? Like,
There's a show called Atlanta Plastic that comes on.
Yeah, that's not
it's
right, man.
People to get plastic surgery, and people are straight fooling people nowadays, man. It's so real, bro. It's so real right now. Like, I understand the whole weave thing, the whole eyelash thing, the whole, you know, you want to put on makeup and different hair and shit like that. But it's one thing to change what you look like, but to straight change who you are physically, I just think that's crazy to me.
Yeah,
I
agree.
That, you know, I mean, how are you going to just change that? You know, I'm done being a man. I'm be a woman now. I spent the first 20, 30 years of my life as a man, and now, you know what I'm saying? That's not something that you have control over. There's only so much you should have control over in life, and gender is one of those things to me. I know a couple that, that, you know, the guy or whatever changed into a woman and married a gay woman. Like,
yeah.
How did that conversation go? What, you know, what, I mean, okay, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You know, the world is really getting, you know, real interesting. And I'll tell you on another note, what's really sad is, you know, the death of Prince.
Oh, yes, definitely. You know,
that's crazy.
You know
crazy.
Let's get 10 seconds of silence for Prince real quick, man. Yeah, that's long enough. I don't know if that's 10, but that's long enough. Yeah, legend, man. Legend.
Well, the thing is, what's you know, well, if you really look deep into it, you know, from a conspiracy, you know, theory, you know, all the greats, they take out all the greats. As soon as people, you know, open up, I mean, Prince was a huge philanthropist. I mean, he was doing a lot for kids in Africa, you know, behind the scenes on the low. You know, there's a lot of things, a lot of movements that he was doing, you know, really trying to.
He always
exactly.
Has.
And the thing is, it's like, you know, you know, as soon as he owned all of his royalties, his records, which was damn near close to $1 billion, next thing you know, he dies of the flu. Now, this dude's a vegan, and now all of a sudden they're exposing, saying, oh, he's addicted to painkillers and all of that, man. Warner Brothers, man. You better, you know, Warner Brother. You know?
Yeah, I do.
Just like with Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, same scenario. Michael Jackson, he owned half of Sony. And he even said, you know, they're going to be very upset with me, but, you know, I'm just doing good business. Next thing you know, he's ghost. They try to say he was molesting kids. You know, they're trying to, you know, it's like, it's a surprise how the game completely, like, you know, changes on you. You know, whenever you start doing some, you know, political, you know, type of things, you know, it'll flip on you real quick and they disappear.
Yeah.
The scary, man.
People that love you, the same people that love you enough to get you where you are. You know what I'm saying? The same people that's writing stuff about you, talking about you molesting kids and whatnot, blah blah blah.
Or the thing is, like with Cat Williams, even Cat Williams, you know, you can totally see, like, man, they're out to get him, man. They are out to get him.
Not
I mean,
just him. I mean, any black people. I mean, to be totally 100% honest, any black people, they're out to get like that. That's just how it is. It's been that way. That's how it is. You know,
I remember Cat said something along the lines where he was like, you know, man, I was at this mansion, and, you know, I walked past this room and I saw two niggas kissing. I said, those are niggas kissing, you know. And he was just saying, like, a whole bunch of weird stuff goes on behind these, you know, these power parties. People were running shit behind the scenes. You know, as soon as he did that, man, you know, a bunch of weird things happening to him, man.
Exposure.
Yeah. little boy knocking him out like that, man. I'm like, dang. First of all, he was like 17 years old, man.
Yeah.
But the media try to play it like, you know, Cat Williams started it and, you know, he's the bad guy and, you know.
Yeah, he should have put some respect on his name.
Oh, wow. Do we have to go there? all three of y'all.
All three of y'all,
man. Come on, we out.
Come on, we out.
That's probably the funniest interview I've seen this year, and it was what, 30 seconds,
dude. But then again, I don't know if that was like I don't know if that was a publicity stunt, a marketing scheme as well, because as soon as you know they did that, I mean, now they got these respect, put some respect on it shirts, and then under
the
it,
song
it has
cover,
like,
he called us, he got the song called respect. Did you see that? He made a song called respect the next day. Yeah.
Yes, I don't know.
Keep the title game up, SB.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm messing with you, man.
Well, the thing is, Birdman, too, he's suspect, too, man. First of all, he's a Crip. Now he's a Blood. And when he kissed Lil Wayne on the mouth, man, I'm like, what? Like, man. French Montana, huh? Like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he.
So you're gonna make me feel like I'm damn near a comedian after this show, man. I'm about to go to the Apollo, dude. I didn't realize I was this funny. My ego.
You're not for real. It's just
stop
hitting
the button then. You better put some respect on it, man. Yeah, man.
Shout out to Birdman for respect. Oh, man, we got about 3 minutes. We got about 3 minutes to the end of our first show, second season. You know what I'm saying? I want to take time out, man, and thank our listeners, man. Thank our fans. We really appreciate y'all. We love y'all, man. Like,
where Triple OG at? Where Triple OG at, man?
I'm sure he's out there, man. He knows about the show. And if he's not listening live right now, I'm sure he'll go back and check the archive. Y'all make sure to check the archive, check the Facebook page, Barbershop Talk 101. Make sure check us out on Twitter at BST_101. You know,
make sure to like, sure to like the Facebook page too. Barbershop Talk 101, you know, get them hits up.
Check us out and, you know, listen to the archives, man, because, you know, the archives are pretty cool. I go back and listen to them, you know. I don't know about you, SB, but I go back and listen to every one of the shows, man. We've done, like, over 100 shows, bro. And you know, most of them are still on here, so go back and check out the old shows, you know.
I work. I ain't got time to be doing all that. You know what I mean? Sit at home playing video games.
I'm talking to you. We realize you're too busy.
Yeah, you know, super tall over here, you feel me? Check the Facebook.
This cat. Also, y'all, check out the homie Cam Deuce, camdeuce.com. Boy's got some real nice music, man. Go check him out. Download his music, download his album. It's free. You know what I'm saying? Got to worry about paying nothing for you cheapos. You know what I'm saying? Camduce, CAMDUCE.com. That's the homie. Yo, you got anything, man, before we...
Yeah, man. You know,
it's
great doing the show again. Everybody who's tuned in, you know, thank you very much. As Finn said, you know, check out the archives. And, you know, we'll keep you posted when we do our next show. Have a safe weekend. And we definitely love you guys.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, I'm so glad we were able to come back and do this, man, just like we never left, bro. It feels good, man. It really does. It really does, you know. It feels good to have a platform where people can speak their mind on the open line, even if
exactly.
they don't call, you know.
They are already.
Hopefully they're entertained, you know, just by our interaction and just how we clown, how we get down.
Oh, one more thing. I want to say a big fuck you to Zimmerman out there for auctioning off that gun, man. You know, I forgot about that one. Yeah.
I'm second that. Fuck you, Zimmerman.
Yeah, word.
No, he's gonna get what's coming to him, though, man. You know, that is real foul, though. That's real foul.
Yeah, real foul. Real foul.
How can you kill somebody and then be one to sell the gun? Like, that's
exactly. Crazy. Exactly. Looks like we're about out of time, though, man. You know?
Yep.
you know, once, you know, feels good. But definitely keep them posting when we on again, man, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Y'all keep a lookout on Facebook, on Twitter. I definitely let y'all know, get the word out. I send text messages, whatnot, tell all your friends. Tell somebody, man, to listen to the show, you know what I'm saying? Anybody can listen to any show. I'll let your boy, man, DJ Magic Spans, SB Illustrious. We out.